Episode 8, Who Gave It the Keys?
Welcome to the Modular Briefing, the show that cuts through the AI noise and tells you what it actually means for your business. I'm Laura.
And I'm Arthur. Three stories today and one idea underneath all of them. An AI agent is an actor with authority. So today, who hands out that authority, who is watching it, and who gets to decide where any of it runs?
Story 1. Security researchers showed that on a widely used AI platform, one crafted link was enough to build a working agent inside somebody's account. The victim only had to be logged in and click. The agent came up from a template, attached every mailbox and file store that account had already connected, set its approval prompts to never ask, and put itself on an hourly schedule. To be fair to the vendor, they fixed it on the 8th of June, and nobody has reported it being used in the wild.
Picture that at the desk. Somebody in accounting clicks a link in an email, and 40 minutes later there is a thing in their workspace reading the mailbox on a timer with permission to act, and no human ever approved it. The patch closes that one door. It does not answer the question the story asks, which is how casually agent authority gets handed out in the first place. In most companies right now, anybody with a login can create an agent, wire it to real data, and nobody can name who owns it. That is the part you can fix this week. Give every agent a boundary and a person accountable for it in a workspace your company actually owns rather than one you rent by the seat. Your data, your rules.
Story 2 is what that looks like when nobody is watching. A security firm reports that an attacker ran an off-the-shelf AI agent inside a national finance ministry, using it for the messy work after a break-in, with the agent's approval mode switched off so it would not stop to ask. Researchers found the operator's own toolkit sitting in an exposed directory, around 585 files. Worth saying plainly, one firm is the only public source. The ministry has not confirmed any of it, and their national cyber team was notified in mid-July.
Take the caveat seriously and the lesson still stands, because the interesting detail is not the break-in. It is that the useful setting was the one that turns the human out of the loop. That setting exists on the tools your own team uses. If somebody on your staff can disable an approval gate to move faster, then the gate was decoration. Real oversight means the boundary sits outside the agent, in infrastructure you control, and it means you have an off switch that works even when the agent is mid-task. Your data, your rules, and that includes the AI working on it. Your AI, your rules.
Story 3 moves the question up a level. Ireland's government procurement office just canceled a major cloud framework competition after concerns were raised about digital sovereignty. For scale, the framework it would have replaced is capped at €350 million and runs to September of 2027, and an opposition deputy put the replacement somewhere between €750 million and €1 billion.
Here is why that matters to a 12-person firm in Kentucky. A government just treated the question of where its data lives and whose law reaches it as a reason to stop a procurement in its tracks. That question used to be a slide in a security review. Now it moves contracts. If a national government is willing to pause and ask it, it is a fair question for you to ask about the systems running your client files. And you get better answers when the stack is yours. Infrastructure you own in a US-based FedRAMP facility at a fixed monthly cost instead of a meter you cannot see, one stack from dirt to desktop. Your data, your rules.
That is the thread today, a link that built an agent nobody was supervising, a government that stopped a contract to ask where its data lives. Same question at three different sizes.
If your team is starting to point AI agents at real systems and you are not sure who owns them or what they are allowed to touch, we would genuinely like to compare notes. No hard pitch. Head to modtechgroup.com/consultation and book a conversation with the modular team. We will help you figure out where your data lives, what it really costs, and what your options are.
Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. This has been the Modular Briefing.
Your data, your rules.
We will see you next time.